RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Germany, high-level meetings between the U.S. and Ukraine taking place on the sidelines today of the Munich Security Conference.
Vice President Vance met in Munich Friday for about an hour with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Both described the meeting as the starting point for conversations about bringing the war with Russia to an end.
We want the killing to stop, but we want to achieve a durable, lasting peace, not the kind of peace that's going to have Eastern Europe in conflict just a couple years down the road.
Zelensky told Vance Ukraine needs security guarantees and is thankful for support from the U.S. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Cleanup beginning in Southern California once again after severe storms triggered mudslides on burn-scarred areas of Los Angeles County in the past 24 hours. And in Philadelphia, celebrations underway for the Eagles. Tens of thousands lining the streets for the victory parade after the team's win against the Kansas City Chiefs. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and a bipartisan group of lawmakers have introduced legislation to protect AM radio. The bill would require automakers to continue making AM radio accessible in their new passenger vehicles at no additional cost to consumers. The lawmakers say AM radio is a crucial service, especially for farmers who use it to receive critical emergency information and local news. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service is issuing a public health alert for frozen, fully cooked, ready-to-eat meat and poultry pasties due to misbranding and an undeclared allergen. The products were produced using an egg wash, which contains egg, a known allergen that is not declared on the product label. FSIS is issuing this product health alert to ensure that consumers with allergies to eggs are aware that this product should not be consumed. The frozen, fully cooked, ready-to-eat meat and poultry pasties were produced on and prior to December 11th and have a one-year shelf life. The following products are subject to the public health alert. 8-ounce plastic packages containing the pasty oven pasty with chicken and cheese. 8-ounce plastic packages containing the pasty oven pasty, pizza pasty with pepperoni. 15-pound cases containing 38-ounce units of the pasty oven pasty with chicken and cheese. And 15-pound cases containing 38-ounce units of the pasty oven pasty pizza pasty with pepperoni. The products bear establishment number EST20650 inside the USDA mark of inspection. These items were sold at the establishment's restaurant in Michigan and shipped to fundraiser groups such as those for schools and nonprofit organizations in Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Marquette looking for back-to-back wins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Marquette on the road at Villanova a week from tonight. Marquette fell to 18th after losing three in a row. Head coach Shaka Smart on hoping his guys can get another win next Friday night.
We've been through a tough stretch the last few games. You know, we have a lot of pride in this program, so we don't take kindly to losing, and we have a sense of urgency to grow and improve.
In the Big Ten, Wisconsin battles the Purdue Boilermakers tomorrow at noon in West Lafayette. NBA All-Star Weekend in San Francisco. Damian Lillard is there competing in the three-point tournament tomorrow night and the All-Star Game Sunday evening. Baseball, Freddy Peralta named the Brewers starting pitcher for opening day in New York against the Yankees.
Keep doing what we've been doing. Everything is start here now. Spring training, pitchers and catchers, everything start here, like, you know, making everybody feel comfortable and just wait for the position players and pull all that together and get ready for the season.
That's the Brewers ace, Freddy Peralta, with sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A winter weather advisory starts at 2 o'clock and goes into the night. Snow, heavy at times, and breezy winds will blow and drift it around and make it hard to see. By this evening, a good inch or two should be on the ground, and with another inch expected to fall overnight, it continues into tomorrow, laying down another 1 to 3. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 18 degrees at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
This week on The Rational Revolution, our dear friend Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner brings Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn to talk about January 6th.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Sam Davison on the board, filling in from Aaron Zomers, who is on a little vacation today. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome in hour number two of the big broadcast on this Friday, TGIF, February 14th, Valentine's Day, 2025. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. We are at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison, overcast skies. Sam, you're getting on the road right after the show, right?
Yeah, I got to drive up to Rhinelander tonight. So hopefully I'm going to beat the snow, hopefully.
Right. So winter weather advisories in effect for almost the entire state of Wisconsin, all for except our very utmost northern listeners on the fringes of the Hayward Signal, BZH, Buzz of the North. For folks in Superior, Ashland, Bayfield, you are not under this particular advisory, but everybody else is. And it's going to start, Sam, they say, between 2 and 3. So, but hopefully it's going to start on the western side. So it'll be...
It'll take a bit to get here.
And so it looks like right now, kind of southwest Wisconsin between Madison and La Crosse, and then kind of you're looking at a map of Wisconsin, go north and to the right a little bit, and so, or east, I should say. And so maybe our listeners at Wisconsin Rapids, over to Stevens Point, the Green Bay area, kind of that middle part of the state is going to get the heaviest snow between now and tomorrow evening. Totals of anywhere from 6 to 8, maybe 9 inches locally. Not everybody's going to see 9 inches in that region, but there's a chance that it could. And then lesser amounts on either side of that. So places like Eau Claire, our listeners on the tap up there in Eau Claire, probably looking at maybe 4 inches in that area. And Rhinelander, I think, looking at maybe around 4 inches as well. So a little bit less amounts there. And then our listeners down to the south Milwaukee area, kind of in that same area, maybe on the high side, maybe 4 or 5 inches, but lesser amounts. So safe travels. Thank you for filling in for Zomers. I'm sorry we're going to put you on the road in the snow.
It's all right. Driving in the snow is a little fun. It's an added challenge.
You've gotten a new car recently, or a new vehicle recently, didn't you? Or
no? Not really. Last year sometime.
Oh, last year. All right.
Yeah.
Do you have four-wheel drive or no?
No. It's just a sedan.
All right. Well, drive carefully. I don't worry about you. What I always worry about is the goofballs. Instead of slowing down a little bit, you got to have one Yahoo who is trying to is probably somebody in a four-wheel drive vehicle that thinks they can drive 75 and then just boggles up the whole mess.
Yep. That's not me, though.
No, I'm not saying it's you. Yeah. I just worry about those kind of people that you may encounter. Yeah. So safe travels, but thank you so much. Zomers will be back on Monday, so I appreciate you being here, Sam. Thank you so very much. I appreciate all of you for being here. Coming up a little bit later this hour, going to look into some more of these news headlines a little bit. the Trump administration announcing this morning or overnight, they're going to fire, essentially lay off several people who they're calling, basically it's people who have been hired in the last year or so for places like, hey, guess what? United States Department of Agriculture. No people here in Wisconsin in field offices for the USDA who were informed last night that they're done. Now, I had my family farm for a number of years in southwest Wisconsin. Part of my land was in a program called CRP, Conservation Reserve Program. You had to go into the office and renew it. There's all kinds of things our support people and government do in Wisconsin. And now a number of those are being told, so long. Also last night, early this morning, 1,000 people at least in the Department of Veterans Affairs laid off as well. Going to talk a little bit about that later on in the show. Take your phone calls. But right now, at 10 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, it's time once again for today's Valentine's edition of What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again to play What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your chance to be heard across all of Wisconsin on statewide radio, Wisconsin's Civic Media Radio Network, the largest statewide radio network, privately owned, all 11 stations covering all major media markets. If you want your voice out there, if you want to get your voice heard, no finer place to advertise than the Civic Media Radio Network. Just go to civicmedia.us, log on, find out how you can advertise with us. We'd love to have you along. All right, Sam, thanks for being my professional Valentine today. We appreciate it.
I'm glad to be your Valentine, Todd.
I'm honored because, you know, everybody else left me today. Right. But by God, you didn't. So thank you.
I'm here for you.
I appreciate that. All right, so here, this is fantastic and timely indeed, as today is Valentine's Day. And we were talking at the top of the show. Sam normally produces the John and Gordy program, the local morning show on WMDX in Madison. And right. you guys were talking about this, and John was a little salty about Valentine's.
He might have been a little salty because I was playing only love songs for music today.
Were you really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
But yeah, John does not like Valentine's Day. And apparently his wife doesn't either. They've just like... Well, they call it a fake holiday. It's all made up just so you can sell greeting cards and roses and stuff.
Exactly. And you've nailed it. A great segue, because here it is now. Today is What's Worse, Valentine's Day or all the other made-up holidays? What's worse, Valentine's Day or all the other made-up holidays? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Give us a call and let us know. You could also text us on the old Civic Media app. If you don't have it, go to your Apple or Android device. Go to the search engine there for the app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll pop up. It's less than a minute to download. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app, you download it. The first 11 stations, you'll find Sam and I today. You can text in, let us know what's worse, Valentine's Day or all the other made-up holidays. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Gary in Sussex. Gary, what's worse, Valentine's Day or all the other made-up holidays?
Well, let's put it this way. I love Valentine's Day.
Do you?
So I love that one. So the other ones I don't like. But... what's special for me is I always write my wife a poem. I do poems all the time.
Wow.
And I hand make a card for her. I don't buy cards. I hate it. Takes me 2 hours to make a card plus the poem, the rewrite. So it's like a 3-hour deal. My wife loves it.
That's amazing.
Well, the thing is we have a little code. So I hang it up, and when she gets mad at me, she takes it down, so she lets me know when she's mad.
I love that.
She takes the pictures that we have of her and I together, and when she gets mad, she turns them upside down. So that's how she tells.
But that's great because it probably alleviates a lot of like arguing and yelling. It's just you know if those pictures are upside down, or if the card's down, you're in the doghouse.
Exactly. So what I do to make up with her is I take all the pictures, I take the cards that I make and hang them, you know, I put them on our bed and I just strategically over there. And that is me saying, I'm sorry. This is 52 years of being married to the
wow.
same woman.
Congratulations on that. Congratulations. So Gary, I've learned something new about you. You're a romantic, and I love that. I love the thoughtfulness of a handmade card. I love the code between you and your wife. I think that's beautiful. Well done, Gary.
And I love writing poems. They, for some reason, they just come natural to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but and the poems I write are not poems of like, oh, this sky is blue, yeah. and you're so sweet. No, I write poems about our life.
That's cool.
And one of these days, if I have some time, if you give me enough time, you know, a couple of minutes, I'll read you my last violin, this one. But I can't do it today. I'm driving down
All
the
right.
freeway.
Well, yeah, we don't want any accidents here. No, let's absolutely do that. I would love to hear it. Really, I'm serious. Well done. Great
sure.
call, Gary. Thanks for letting us know that great story. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day with you and your wife. All right. Very good. Gary down there in Sussex. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We go to Gene in Eau Claire listening on WCFW The Tap. Gene, what's worse, Valentine's Day or all the other made-up holidays?
Well, I do like Valentine's Day. And the real reason I called is that was outstanding what Gary had to say. It showed me a different side of this man. And outstanding the way that I did some couples counseling. And I just thought that was just amazing. Gary, you get an A+. So anyway.
That's great.
You have a good weekend and happy Valentine's
Day. Hey, happy
Day.
Valentine's Day, Gene. Thank you so much. Okay. You're one of our Valentines. We appreciate you. Sam, right there, that's a great call as well. Because, you know, Gary's one of our regular listeners. He happens to fall on the more conservative side. But I think, and Gene falls on the more liberal side most of the time. But I think that's a great example of if we just listen to each other, we might find out things about one another that we might not know, even in our own families or community circles or friend circles. And you're like, oh, well, maybe I don't always agree with you on politics, but boy, I agree with you on that.
We got a lot more in common than we thought we did.
100%. 100%. Great calls both by Gary and by Gene there. What's worse, Valentine's Day or all the other made-up holidays? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Len in Madison texting in on the Civic Media app saying the holidays that are commercially distorted towards the larger personal economic impact. Ka-ching. Now, Sam, we were talking about this before.
Yeah, exactly. All the like, well, Valentine's Day is one of them where you right. just a lot of people just go and buy a card and they don't like it because of that. You just go buy stuff for your significant other.
Right. It's like, and what's, you know, do you go the low key way of just like a couple of nice chocolates from a local chocolate shop, or you get the 30 thing with the heart and all that? Do you have to add flowers into it? Is it the card? Is it the dinner? You know, where is the appropriate place to stop? And then do people then say, well, this is what my person got me, and this is what my, and then there's all the competition, you understand, Sam? All the competition.
It's so silly. It's just,
it is silly.
It's goofy.
Yeah. 855-752-4842. We're going to take more calls after the break. Here's Matt in Middleton saying, quote, Considering I usually get some lovin' on Valentine's Day, I tend to be okay with it. But Halloween is my favorite, so the others are best. So wait a minute. You're saying you're getting lovin' on Valentine's, but Halloween is still your best? Come on, man. Come on back. More of the All Ball Show after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. While attacks on democracy norms ensue in Washington, state legislatures have also been busy. We have updates from Utah, Kansas, Indiana, and the contested North Carolina Supreme Court race. Voting Rights Lab reports that the Utah House is considering HB 300, which forces mail-in ballot users to deliver their ballot not by mail, but by hand to an official polling place where an ID can be presented. The elderly, disabled, and other voters for whom returning by mail is their only option would need to seek special permission. HB 332 would withdraw Utah from the Cooperative Electronic Registration Data Center, the subject of far-right conspiracy theories. The Kansas Senate passed SB 4, which requires receipt of mail-in ballots by 7 p.m. Election Day to count, rather than the current 3 days after. An Indiana Senate committee advanced SB 284, shortening early in-person voting from 28 days to 14 days, ending at noon the day before Election Day. The full Senate passed SB 10, ending use of school-issued student identification as ID for voting. In North Carolina, a district court judge dismissed a claim by a state Supreme Court candidate that in a race he lost by 734 votes, as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible. A federal appeals court may revisit it. We've linked the Voting Rights Lab tracker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm just a gigolo, and everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. When the end comes, I know it is not just a gigolo. Life goes on without me, 'cause
welcome back to the Todd Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 21 past 1 o'clock. That is my theme song on Valentine's Day. In the end, you know, I'm just a gigolo, and I ain't got no... Well done, Sam Davidson. That was fantastic.
It is a great song. I didn't know about it until you pointed it out to me.
It's a classic. Now, I don't have my notes in front of me because I filled in for Pat Kreitlow this morning on Up North News, and he always does a Today in History. And the original, it's Otis. God, if Perry is watching, he can tell me who it is. The original songwriter for that was an old, like, there it is. I think it was, well, Louis Prima did a version. That wasn't it, but it was somebody else who did the original version, American version, and that was based on a European or Austrian song. And today it went to number one. I think the Otis whatever version. It wasn't Otis Redding. It was somebody else. The song went to number one today, so that's why it was Today in History. But then David, the version you just played David Lee Roth, which was just because it combines the I Ain't Got Nobody.
It fits so well.
Right?
Yeah.
It really does. Now, that's not Sam's problem. He has somebody.
Right.
But that's true.
Everyone has left you behind, though.
Exactly. But not you, Sam. Oh. God love you for being here. We appreciate it. I love that song, though. I could just jam out to that. Oh, it's a great tune. All right. 23 past the hour, 1 o'clock. We're asking the important questions of the day. What's worse right now? We're asking, what's worse, Valentine's Day or all the other made-up holidays? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Brian in Milwaukee, listening via WAUK. Brian, what's worse, Valentine's Day or all the other made-up holidays?
Valentine's Day.
Right out of the gate, why? Do you have a particular reason for your disdain of Valentine's Day?
There's a few. One, I'm single, so that doesn't help.
I get it.
Two, it brings up bad memories of exes.
Right.
With me being LGBT, so that's another reason. But the other reason is, with me being very religious and Catholic, there's a lot of historical significance behind the other holidays.
Right.
Like with Halloween, you have All Hallows Eve and All Souls Day, Christmas is Birth of Christ. Easter is the resurrection. You got St. Valentine. You got St. Patrick. You know, and for me, that was big times with the spending time with the family, going to the Christmas parade, St. Right. Patrick's Day parade, mm-hmm. you know, big, you know, we'd all go to church Easter Sunday, Christmas Eve, you know, and have these big meals, you know, right. with family. So right. they have significance behind it.
Yeah.
To me.
Totally get that. I appreciate it, Brian. No, I get it. And, yep. and you know, I think we also, yesterday was Galentine's and Palentine's Day, speaking of made-up holidays, but it focused on friendship. I've had a couple of friends reach out today, and we talked back and forth. We can still celebrate, I guess, you know, platonic love of friends on this day, but I appreciate the call. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, Valentine's Day or all the other made-up holidays? Off the text line, Dana, listening in La Crosse, says, here's a Valentine's tip. Dana says, buy two Valentine cards, write the saying from one into the blank space of the other. All done. So Dana's saying, buy one that has a poem or has something written for you, and then just copy that into the blank one.
You can just like open up the cards at the stand, can't you? You can just copy it right off of there and only buy one card.
Right. Well, now a cell phone and stuff, you just take a screenshot
exactly.
of it. Yeah, or a photo. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's genius.
That is really genius. Also, a listener from Waukesha says, sweetest day is actually worse than Valentine's Day, had all the others made up. Now, see, I think there's a lot of validity to that. Do you and your girlfriend celebrate Sweetest Day?
Can't say that we do.
Yeah. See, I think the commercialized people are really trying to get a twofer there.
Yeah.
You can't expect a card for Valentine's and Sweetest Day.
They're just trying to invent another holiday.
Exactly. You're 100% right, Sam. Julie, listening on WXCO up in beautiful Wausau, says Valentine's Day is not too bad. Christmas is the worst. It's so wasteful, just a holiday to get people to buy stuff no one needs. Jesus wasn't born in December. Well, there's that as well. But, you know, I'm not going to tell the whole story, but the short version is my first time going to El Salvador, I spent with my buddy from college and his family. He went off to visit the local girlfriend, so I was there with his family. I didn't know hardly any Spanish at the time, and they had no what we would call a proper Christmas tree. It was an arborvita with a string of lights on it, and they had a very simple but wonderful meal of turkey and a soda and rice, and there was this great music, and of course it was warm, and palm trees. There were no big gifts, no big tree. It was just spending time and enjoying the company of one another. So I think that any holiday, to me, that's what it should be about.
Yeah, that sounds like a very nice time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So, but you're right. Who was it there? Julie saying that Christmas absolutely gets over commercialized. What else we have here? Brian, that was a call. Let's see here. We have this is fantastic. Mark, one of our longtime listeners from Prayer to Stack. Mark says, "Here's a poem I wrote for a friend." Quote. Though the stars may grant no wishes and the gods may answer no prayers, I am glad you are my friend, and for you, I'll always be there. Now, how about that? That's fair. We have these poets that are our listeners that I had no idea were so talented. That's great. What else do we have here? Mark and Prairie Sack says, my response to the trolls. We'll just end on that note right there, the nice part of it. Yeah, there's always going to be trolls, but that's fine. I don't care about that. Sam, what do you think? Valentine's Day or all the other holidays combined? Made up
ones? I mean, there's so many other made up holidays. Like, I think together they outweigh Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I would say that all the others combined are probably worse than Valentine's. I think, like so many of these questions, it depends. To one of the caller's points, it depends if you're alone, it might be more difficult, or if you have a significant other. But for all those who celebrate, happy Valentine's. That is What's Worse. We appreciate you dialing along. We'll have all new What's Worse is coming up on Monday. Right now, stay tuned. A little news, weather, and sports break back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
from the center, WRCE. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Get ready for an entertaining evening with comedian Jeremy Nunes, the mayor of comedy. The Richland County Performing Arts Council will host the show Saturday night at 7 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. After serving as a small town mayor, he finds true life events make the best comedy stories.
A lot of people ask me, are these stories for real? I'm like, they are. And, you know, it's tough for people to believe a lot of them. There's one in there. I had a guy call me up, you know, being in a small town. I am the chief of police. I am the animal control officer. And we had an abandoned house that had been taken over by skunks. And he felt it was my duty as the default animal control officer to go in there and collect the skunks. And I was like, well, I don't know what you expect me to do. And he's like, well, you're chief of police. You can carry a gun. Go in there and shoot them. So, yeah, I've been taking baths in tomato soup for a while.
The show Saturday is for all ages.
I wouldn't necessarily say it's like something so squeaky clean that, you know, if you're in the party crowd, you wouldn't enjoy it. I wouldn't say that at all. I think everybody would have a good time. My opening act is in the same realm there, too. So it's enjoyable for everybody, whether you're somebody out there on the snow machine partying it up or somebody, you know, church on Sunday and don't go anywhere else. Everybody in between. So
you can sample some of Jeremy Nunes's comedy. He has a special streaming now on Amazon Prime. Nunes also has a book available. Jeremy Nunes will take the stage at the Richland Center City Auditorium Saturday night at 7. Doors will open at 6. Tickets priced at $20 are available on Eventbrite and will also be available at the door. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Forever bros Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are coming under fire from Kansas City Chiefs fans for having a double date with their best girls, Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes, fairly certain it was in that order, just 24 hours before the Super Bowl. What? Word on the street is that Taylor Swift ordered a huge Kobe burger and French fries, and according to Chiefs fans on social media, that could be exactly why the Chiefs laid an egg in front of a worldwide audience while trying to three-peat. No idea what Kelce and Mahomes had to eat, but after seeing the way they played during the big game, I'm guessing it had lots of tryptophan. Irate Chiefs fans, most of whom I'm guessing probably never played in a Super Bowl, disapproved of the double date, insinuating that said date and hanging with girls so close to the big game was obviously the reason the Chiefs lost. If only Kansas City sports fans provided the two football players with this information beforehand. It just seems like a no-brainer to me. You can't eat 2 days before the big game. There's nothing funnier than irrational sports fans. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A winter weather advisory starts at 2 o'clock and goes into the night. Snow, heavy at times, and breezy winds will blow and drift it around and make it hard to see. By this evening, a good inch or two should be on the ground, and with another inch expected to fall overnight, it continues into tomorrow, laying down another 1 to 3. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 18 degrees at our studios.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Monday, we'll be back live. We check in with our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey K. plus fallout from the resignations at the SDNY over dropping charges against Mayor Eric Adams. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
May lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on a TGIF Friday edition, February 14th, 2025. It is Valentine's Day. Do something for your significant other. At least, unless you're like John in the morning, you know, John Gordy show and his wife just don't like it. That's fine. But if your other person expects something, at least a simple note, handwritten, some gesture. I don't know. Do something for your other. We're joined today. Mr. Zomers is on a well-deserved vacation day today. So we have the great Sam Davison. I like saying your name like that because it reminds me when Brad Davison, I know it's a little different spelling, I think, right? When Brad Davison played for Wisconsin Badger basketball team, the PA announcer Mike Mankey, when he would introduce him or like a three-point shot, it was always Brad Davison.
There you go.
So I like to say Sam Davison. Do people like your name? Do they?
I guess I haven't asked them.
I think it's a great name. It's a strong broadcasting name.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, being that you're a broadcaster.
Yeah.
But you're also a historian.
Yes, I'm actually going to grad school right now to be a history teacher.
That's fine. You want what grade do you want to teach?
Probably middle or high school. Probably.
You're going to do I'm not trying to be funny. You're going to be doing the Lord's work because people, regular listeners of this show, some of my best teachers / professors were my history professors and my social studies teachers. So I had Ken Feed in Richland Center High School for social studies in high school, in middle school, who I often quote on this program, Ken Lewis. And he put history and social studies in a way that made it fun. And so, you know, he would be preparing for quizzes, mm-hmm. like, you know, on China or whatever it was. And so he would play a game called the Wheel of Misfortune, where you would spin it and he'd ask you a question. And if you are wrong, you know, he'd say sad, bad, not glad. but you learn those things stuck with you.
You learn it then, yeah.
You learn it. Some of the best things, right? He would also, when we studied China, and mm-hmm. Of course, you, as a teacher, you probably can't say this anymore, but we were studying Confucius.
Right.
And so he'd give us these little made up things, like a fortune cookie almost. He'd say, Confucius say, man who wears fig leaf should not own goat.
Like random wisdom like
right.
that.
But which is true. If you're going to wear a fig leaf, you should not be owning a goat.
Right.
But then in college, I had Jerry Bauer at the University of Wisconsin Center Richland, who for U.S. history and just really, really great stuff. And like we were talking about on the show yesterday with Eve Galanter and her great organization, Wisconsin Civics Games, trying to teach high school students across Wisconsin more about civics. If people like you, Sam, if you're teaching our young people history and civics, that's going to make them more engaged citizens, certainly more informed citizens throughout the rest of their life.
Absolutely. That's a big part of what is getting me back into it. Once upon a time, I was doing my undergrad to become a teacher, went a different route and graduated with a different degree. But the last, more than few years, back to 2016 plus, have shown me that we got to teach people a little bit better, I think.
I'm really proud of you. I think you're going to be spectacular, and your future students will be lucky to have you. So thanks for doing that.
Yeah.
Do you want to teach? You want to teach here in Wisconsin?
Probably. Yeah. I don't know.
Great.
Growing up, I didn't love Wisconsin, but I hadn't really been anywhere else, and I still haven't been to a ton of different places. But I've grown to like this state more and more.
Yeah, I think. I'm not the most traveled person out there, but whenever I come back to Wisconsin from traveling somewhere, I'm never sorry to come back. I'm glad to be home and glad to be back in Wisconsin. Well, that's great. So there you go. We've learned more about Sam today and his love of history. There you go. We appreciate you being here today, Sam. Zomers, as I said, will be back on Monday. So I want to take just a few minutes here today to talk about a couple of these issues that we had talked about prior, at least kind of alluded to in the show. And one of them has to do with the Trump administration overnight. This is reporting by CBS's Scott McFarland, a great reporter. U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs confirms it has dismissed more than 1,000 employees. McFarland says a once unthinkable concept for an agency that operates 100-plus major hospitals and many hundreds more clinics and processes, here's the key, veterans benefits. And again, as Reed Galen was saying earlier today, one of the ways I think we should all be looking at these stories that come out of Washington and the relevancy to our lives in Wisconsin. You know, we haven't even talked about it. I think I might have given it all of 1 minute, but mentioned that Donald Trump now has taken over the Kennedy Center Honors, or the Cultural Center in Washington, the Kennedy Center. They fired the longtime chairman. Donald Trump is now the chairman of the Kennedy Center. They fired people like John Baptiste, a great musician who was the band leader for Colbert for a long time on The Late Show and has won now a Grammy recently. And just he performed the national anthem at this year's Super Bowl. Fired a performer like that. Fired him off of the Kennedy Center board. I find that appalling. But how many people in the state of Wisconsin will ever go there, go to a performance there? If we try to have discussions with our friends and family, probably a lot of response would be like, well, it doesn't affect me. You know, what does it have to do with me? I still think it's important, don't get me wrong. But I think stories like this that we're bringing to you here about the VA, the Veterans Administration, firing more than 1,000 employees overnight. Now, this I'm going to read to you is a press release from the VA. So remember that contextually, because this is being spun by the Trump administration. It says the Department of Veterans Affairs today announced the dismissal of more than 1,000 employees. Those dismissed included non-bargaining unit probationary employees who have served less than a year in competitive service appointments or have served less than 2 years in an accepted service appointment. What does that mean in English? It means that essentially if you're a newer employee and you're being deemed non-necessary, well, I don't know how many people are being hired at VA that aren't necessary. But by that, it means essentially, as someone who used to work for the federal government in a congressional liaison role, it means that if you're not there, will people still get the basic needs and care? What it doesn't take into account is what they're not telling you is that many of these positions, or at least some of them, are related to people getting their benefits, helping you to process your benefits. So, okay, maybe eventually VA folks will still get their benefit check, but when you have a concern, when you moved and you didn't get it to your new address, when why is this not covering my last payment or my last bill, and you want to talk to a live body, there will now be fewer of those people within the Veterans Administration to help you, America's veterans. Anybody who's listened to this program for any amount of time knows I in this program stand behind our United States veterans 100%. We've done on-location shows through the graciousness of Wisconsin National Guard, Air Guard, Army National Guard, to promote, talk about, and lift up our men and women in uniform, including our veterans. I think this action is appalling. I think that our veterans who put their lives on the line for each of us to enjoy the freedoms we have deserve our respect. And by God, they deserve their benefits. It's the very least we could do for these folks. And to cut over 1,000 people in the VA, many of whom were helping to process requests, casework, payments for our veterans of America, I just find it appalling. And of course, this is all being driven by Elon Musk and his made-up agency. Remember that. Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, as they call it. I call it doggy. It's made up. It's made up. There's been no congressional appropriation. There's no money for it. They just made it up. It has as much influence as if you and your golf buddies foursome said, we're going to create us a department. We're now the Department of Wisconsin Smart Guys. And we're going to go and cut 1,000 jobs from the VA. That is how much credence this has. The only reason it's being done is because it has Trump's blessing. And we have far too few people in Washington who are afraid to stand up and say no to Donald Trump. We started the show with some of those people. We talked about it this morning on Up North News Radio, filling in for Pat Kreitlow. Eric Adams, a Democratic mayor in New York City, is indicted for some very serious criminal charges in New York. And now the Trump administration trying to make a deal, made a deal with him, a quid pro quo, saying, look, we'll dismiss these charges through the United States Department of Justice, but we're just going to, it's called without prejudice. Now, Maggie Dawn comes up after us and she can explain this as an actual attorney. But in layman's terms, by dismissing it without prejudice means that they can bring those charges back at a later date if they don't like what Adams is doing. And you know what the quid pro quo is? They want Adams to start, quote unquote, cracking down and helping them on illegal immigration in New York City. New York City has ordinances, laws that protect folks there. And again, my former party, which I left in 2011, has long said we believe in local control, that people closest to government should make the decisions. And here you have the new Republican Party under MAGA and Donald Trump going in, making a deal with a Democrat who is under indictment on serious charges and making a deal. The local, I think it was a district attorney from Manhattan or a federal attorney resigned. And she was a Trump, she was a MAGA person. And she said, no, I took an oath to protect the law. Rachel Maddow had a bunch of this on MSNBC last night. In total, at least six people within New York and Department of Justice in D.C. resigned yesterday because they were unwilling to break the law at the order of Pam Bondi, Donald Trump's attorney general. So I think we have to ask ourselves as Wisconsinites, when things like this happen, when they make these so-called cuts and efficiency, is it really about efficiency in terms of what we pay for our taxes? Or is it the cruelty just the point to score points? And how does this relate to our lives in Wisconsin? As someone who used to help handle Veterans Affairs for former Congressman Scott Klug, I can tell you there are all kinds of wonderful veterans in Wisconsin who want to get help every day. They deserve that help. They served our country. And now Donald Trump has gotten rid of at least 1,000 employees. And this is going on all across federal government. We talked about earlier in the show. Know somebody who in Southwest Wisconsin, whose spouse works for one of the bureau offices for U.S. Department of Agriculture, fired yesterday. Headline in the Associated Press, Trump administration begins sweeping layoffs with probationary workers, warns of larger cuts to come. Ordering agencies to lay off nearly all probationary workers who have not yet gained civil service protection, potentially affecting hundreds of thousands. Say that again, hundreds of thousands of workers. In addition, workers at some agencies were warned that large workplace cuts would be coming. Think about how many people in your community, their spouse might be a farmer, might be a tradesperson, might have their own business, but their spouse works for a federal government job because they get their benefits, their health care. How is that going to affect the community? People that have money to buy things from local businesses all across Wisconsin. Reagan was right. There is a trickle-down effect, but not in the way that he talked about. These cuts, these people going unemployed, it will trickle down to each of us in the state of Wisconsin. Come on back. Sam Davis and I are going to wrap it up. This is a little Valentine's Day look that's out of this world. I'll explain on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called a switcheroo, talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. News, weather, and sports. ABC or CBS News, depending upon your station in the Civic Media Radio Network. A little sports update from our friend Mike Clemens. Always doing a great job. Weather update with Brittany Merlot and the entire weather team. Remember, Wisconsin, all except for Superior, Bayfield, Ashland, all the rest of Wisconsin under a winter weather advisory going into effect about now. Or so, expecting several inches across the state of Wisconsin, making the evening commute dicey at best. So slow down later on today. Poor Sam has to drive all the way to Rhinelander tonight, Sam. I'm sorry about that, man. But thanks for being here.
I'm glad to be here. It'll be a haul, but I've done it before.
All right, very good. Sam getting some love, by the way, talking about him going into being a history teacher here. He's going to grad school for that off the YouTube watcher there. L.A. Tom says, Sam, don't teach it out of textbooks, or please teach your class the three, and please teach your class the three branches of government and the difference between public and private. There you go.
All good points.
Little love for you. Also, our own Terry Barr, of course, one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio. A big show tomorrow night. You're not going to want to miss it on Civic Media's Radio Network. And she does our announcing. She's so kind to do that as well. Terry says, that is terrific, Sam. My high school history teacher is a dear friend today. So how about that, Sam?
How about that? Well, thank you, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, wrapping things up here, talking a little bit before the break about all these firings by Donald Trump and federal agencies, amongst them the Veterans Administration and the USDA, which will impact people here in Wisconsin. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Wisco Paul, Wisco, happy Valentine's Day. What do you got for us?
Well, thanks for taking my call, and thank you for the happy Valentine's Day. I just want to very quickly say that I grew up on a farm, and my dad used to deal with the USDA Department of Agriculture a couple, three times a year, if I remember right, on what crops he was put in. And I don't remember what all it was, but you needed people there. And my brother still farms, and I know he deals with the USDA or Department of Ag. Mm-hmm. Several times a year on everything he does. So I don't get this. I'm a vet. I don't use the Veterans Administration a lot, but, you know, it's going to reach a point here, Tom. If you call into any of these departments, you're not going to be able to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Maybe for a couple, 3-4 days. How did Trump get the power to do this? And happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Wisco. I'm going to quote the late, great Jock Ewing from the old CBS television show Dallas, who once there was the brothers Ewing, not Brady and Brandon, but JR and Bobby were fighting over Ewing Oil. And Bobby was complaining that his big brother, the more evil JR Ewing, had not played fair. And Jock Ewing, their dad, said, "Boy, power ain't something you earn. Power is something you take." And, you know, to Wisco's point, Trump's just taking it. And nobody seems to have a backbone in D.C. to stop it. All right, let's end here on a Valentine's Day. I have a photo in front of me. It's not going to show up that well on the YouTube cameras there on Facebook. This is from Voyager 1, the spacecraft, from near the planet Saturn, 3.8 billion miles away from Valentine's Day in 1990. And about the photo, the great Carl Sagan wrote this. "Look again at that dot. There it is. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you've ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering, thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines, every hunter and forager, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every king and every peasant, every young couple in love, every mother and father, every hopeful child, inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every quote-unquote superstar, every quote-unquote supreme leader, every saint and every sinner in the history of our species lived there. On a mote of dust suspended in a sunbeam." Unquote. Carl Sagan. That kind of puts it in perspective, Sam. You know?
Just a pale blue dot.
Just a pale blue dot. I love that. You know, we get wrapped up in, you know, did we make our loved one feel good enough today? Did we buy the right thing? At the end of the day, we're just traveling through space and we're a dot in time. It's a drop in the bucket in the time continuum. My best advice: enjoy today. Tomorrow's never promised. Enjoy the people you're with. Tell them you love them. And enjoy the day. Enjoy the weekend. Badgers have a big game tomorrow here. I believe taking on Purdue there. I think the game is at Purdue. You can hear it on the Civic Media Network and for free on the Civic Media app. I think game time tip off is around noon-ish. Don't quote me on that, but you can find it out on civicmedia.us as well. Zomers will be back on Monday. We'll be back, God willing, again on Monday as well with a whole new week for you. Remember, the primary for state school superintendent is this coming Tuesday. Make sure to be a voter. We'll have election night coverage as well as Governor Evers' budget address on Tuesday evening with Dan Schaefer and others as well. Sam Davidson, thank you so much, my friend, for filling in.
Glad to be here.
Always a pleasure. Safe travels. Happy Valentine's Day to you and to each and every one of you. Thanks for listening. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you Monday. Maggie Dawn is next. Stay tuned.
News from the center, WRCE. Earl Ingram.
We'll be driving to a significant moment in American history with a special Black History lesson featuring guest historian Professor Bob Harvey. Later in the show, we'll also welcome Reggie Jackson.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and mass firings continuing at federal agencies, including the U.S. Nuclear Agency and health agencies. ABC News has confirmed more than 1,000 probationary employees at the CDC being told this afternoon they're out of a job. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
The Trump administration taking its sweeping efforts to shrink the size of the federal workforce one step further, ordering agencies to lay off nearly all probationary employees, meaning those hired within the last 1 or 2 years. A move that could impact as many as 220,000 federal workers. At the Department of Veteran Affairs alone, more than 1,000 new workers were dismissed.
The White House says President Trump expected to sign an executive order that would strip schools of federal aid if they mandate COVID vaccines for students. Currently, no states require them, so the directive will be mostly symbolic. After 2 months of healthy gains, retail sales in the U.S. dropped nearly 1% in January from the previous month, that according to the Commerce Department. This is ABC News.